Well, now to Illinois, where the legislature wrapped up its spring session over the weekend, and the Republican Governor Bruce Rauner is calling it stunningly disappointing. That's because lawmakers passed a spending plan for the fiscal year starting in a month that has a shortfall of at least $3 billion. And in that state, it has the lowest credit rating in the nation. There is disagreement on how to fill that gap. Democrats want to raise taxes. The governor wants deep spending cuts. Nyla Boudou hosts the afternoon shift on WBEZ in Chicago. She's with us. And Nyla, unlike the federal government, Illinois does have a constitutional requirement to pass a balanced budget. So what happens now?
Well, hi, Jeremy. Basically, what we've got right now is majority Democrats in the General Assembly passing a budget this weekend that has a $3 billion shortfall. The budget that Governor Rauner had originally presented had a $6 billion shortfall. So now we're sort of right now trying to figure out what happens next.
And what does happen next? Will they be able to overcome these differences? They obviously have very different ideas about how to fix this.
I think what happens next is a campaign-style blitz is what we're hearing. Governor Rauner is taking to not just our radio station, but lots of places today to talk very openly and also attack House Speaker Michael Madigan for his plan. He's saying they're attacking the middle class. That's the same thing Speaker Madigan is, the same charge he's leveling at Governor Rauner. So both of them are just sort of going head-to-head now. And obviously lawmakers are going to come back. They're not really done with anything yet. But basically right now, I think they're thinking this is going to be waged in the court of public opinion in the state of Illinois over the coming weeks.
Take it to the people. Well, Governor Rauner, people who don't know this, came into office in January. He was promising a real turnaround in Illinois, which has had a real struggle with its economy. He promised to change the workers' compensation system, restrict lawsuits, freeze property taxes. But here he is this morning talking on your radio station, WBEZ.
Now that I've been governor for 5 months, I'm appalled by the wasteful spending and the insider deals and the conflict of interest in our government. And we need to make structural changes. So if we talk about taxes as part of this budget, it's done in the context where long run we'll have stability and value.
Nyla, how much possibility is there that any of Governor Rauner's big agenda will actually make it through?
And that's the big question, Jeremy, because he's talking about things, as he was saying this morning. He's saying, he did say, by the way, he was open to some taxes, but he's talking about redistricting and workers' compensation. He spent a lot of his first 5 months talking about limiting the rights of unions in the state. And Democrats are saying, this doesn't have anything to do with the budget. We've got to fix the budget. And his contention is, look, you've got to fix my things. He calls it his turnaround agenda before we get to the budget.
And what does all this mean for state workers in Illinois? Because a lot of this has to do with the pension system, which is way in the hole, as is the case in some other states. But really, in Illinois, what does this mean for people who are counting on getting those pensions?
And Jeremy, that's the huge question, because Illinois has $100 billion in unfunded pension liability over the next 30 years. And so what lawmakers have done a couple years ago, they did actually try to pass a fix to the pension system. And last month, the Illinois State Constitution, the Illinois Supreme Court said what lawmakers tried to do was unconstitutional because they said they were cutting benefits. So now we're kind of back to square zero. With this as well. That's why this budget is such an important thing, because the pensions and how much the state hasn't paid into pensions is looming over all of this.
And the state credit rating, already the lowest in the nation. Is there a chance it's going to be downgraded further given all this?
It could get worse. And what we've actually seen is, again, the pension situation has trickled over to the city of Chicago as well. And so the city of Chicago's debt was downgraded by Moody's to junk status a couple weeks ago. And so that was actually a huge issue for the city of Chicago. It was right before a big bond deal that the city wanted to do. Mayor Emanuel, quite rightly, according to financial analysts, has been trying to refinance some of the debt that was let by some of his predecessors. Just by that credit, that bond deal that they just did, cost the city of Chicago about $70 million more because of how poor the city's credit rating was.
All right, we'll continue to follow that. Nyla Boudou, host of the afternoon shift on WBEZ in Chicago. Nyla, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.